Welcome to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Nooshigak had a big day yesterday. The catch was 855,000. Igigik's total harvest is more than 3.2 million, while the Kwijak is still low on escapement, and more than 200,000 sockeye have now passed the Chignik Weir. It's Wednesday, July 3rd. I'm your host, Izzy Ross. Coming up tonight, at 28,800 fish, Kwijak's escapement has been lagging this season, but stock composition numbers from Port Muller indicate they might see a bump soon. We break down the numbers with management biologist Travis Ellison, who's optimistic about meeting the lower-end goal of 2 million.
It's going to be a nail-biter. I still have full confidence that the Kwijak's there and it's late.
There has been a rash of bear break-ins in Naknek. We hear from some of those involved in the most recent incidents.
I came from my bedroom and looked up on top of the stairs, and it was looking right at me.
Those stories and more after this.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
We're going to get things started with the numbers. On the west side, Nooshigak had a big day yesterday. The catch was 855,000 for a total of 6.4 million. Escapement across the district was 111,200 with a cumulative of 1.36 million. 25,400 sockeye passed the Nooshigak River sonar yesterday, bringing the total to 405,100. There were 28,600 chum for a cumulative of 228,500, and the sonar counted only 791 chinook yesterday for a total of 37,100. The Wood River Tower counted 11,600 fish this morning and 82,200 yesterday. The total is now 949,200. It's hot and the Igooshig is feeling it. Yesterday's escapement was only 3,600. As of 6 a.m. this morning, escapement was at 2,200 for a total of 28,700. Togiak caught 25,000 yesterday for a cumulative of 56,200. Now over to the east side, the Naknek Kwijak District caught a total of 282,000 yesterday for a cumulative of 1.56 million. Escapement across the district was 70,800. The cumulative is 596,000. Breaking it down by river system, the Naknek River had a daily escapement of 57,400 for a total of 555,500. 9,800 escaped up the Kwijak yesterday for a total of 28,800, and the Alagnak had 3,500 fish pass the counting tower for a cumulative escapement of 11,600. In Igigik, the daily catch was 382,000 for a total of 3.2 million. Escapement yesterday was at 40,300 for a total of 547,200. In Ugashik, the catch from yesterday's 12-hour opener was 27,000, bringing the total harvest to 110,400. Daily escapement there was 4,000 for a cumulative of 12,000. Taking a look at vessel registration numbers now, participation is low in the Naknek Kwijak, but it still had the biggest single-digit increase in the bay, gaining 13 permits on Friday morning. That district had 349 permits as of 9 a.m. this morning, but that will climb to 362 for the same time on Friday. It will pick up 10 vessels, going from 297 to 307. The Naknek Kwijak will also go from 52 D-boats to 55. While that district sees an increase in registrations, things are slowing down slightly in the Nooshigak. In the next 48 hours, it will lose one permit, going from 833 to 832. It will also go down from 634 vessels to 633, but the number of D-boats will stay the same at 199. In Igigik, there were 452 permits this morning, and there will be a one permit increase to 453 for Friday morning. The number of vessels will also go up one from 349 to 350. The number of D-boats will stay the same at 103. No changes in the next 2 days for Togiak or Ugashik. In Togiak, there are currently 37 permits on 37 vessels and no D-boats. In Ugashik, there are 49 permits on 39 vessels and 10 D-boats. Escapement past the Chignik Weir has finally cracked 200,000. Yesterday, 10,600 sockeye escaped past the weir for a total of 208,600. The lower goal for escapement on July 5th is 300,000, which it doesn't look like they'll reach. Last year, escapement as of July 3rd was 162,600. The results are in from the first Shumagin Islands immature test fishery. The fishing vessel Temptation fished 6 sets yesterday. There was an average of 47% of immature salmon in the test set. A total of 374 fish were sampled. Of the Chinook, 31% were immature. For sockeye, that number was 13, while 55% of the chum sampled were immature. The South Peninsula's Area M had a total harvest of 622,100. Pink harvest there is 8.4 million. On the North Peninsula, Area M had a total sockeye harvest of 471,600. Last night's catch update from Port Muller is in. Fishermen experienced rough seas yesterday, but crews were able to get sets in all stations except for Station 18. The average daily catch index for stations 2 through 10 was 58. Station 18 was the only station with no catch due to weather. Station 2 is back on board. They caught 1 in the 4.5 and 0 in the 5 and an eighth inch mesh. The daily index was 2. Station 4 caught 36 in the 4.5 and 19 in the 5 and an eighth inch mesh. The daily index was 110, marking their largest return of the season. Station 6 caught 2 in the 4.5 and 0 in the 5 and an eighth. The daily index was 5. At Station 8, there were 10 fish in the 4.5 and 22 in the 5 and an eighth. The daily index there was 74. Station 10 caught 20 in the 4.5 and 27 in the 5 and an eighth, bringing that daily index to 97. Station 12 caught 10 in the 4.5 and 7 in the 5 and an eighth. The daily index was 41. Station 14 caught 2 in the 4.5 and 5 in the 5 and an eighth. The daily index was 18. At Station 16, there were 6 fish in the 4.5 and 12 in the 5 and an eighth. The daily index was 37. Station 20 caught 18 in the 4.5 and 10 in the 5 and an eighth. The daily index was 58. Station 22 caught 0 in the 4.5 and 4 in the 5 and an eighth. The daily index there was 9. Station 24 caught 4 in the 4.5 and 6 in the 5 and an eighth. The daily index was 19. In the 6th round of stock composition estimates, a total of 666 fish were analyzed. 31 were going to Igigik, 27 were headed for the Wood River, 23.5% were going to the Nushigak, 9% were heading toward the Naknek, and 4% were heading to the Kwijak. Just over 2% were going to the North Peninsula, and 2% were heading for Ugashik. Finally, we have the 4th round of age composition estimates. 55% were 1-2s, 4% were 2-2s, 39% were 1-3s, and only 1% were 2-3s. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report in a moment.
Support comes from Maritime Fabrications Incorporated, working to provide quality, innovative deck gear and equipment solutions to the Bristol Bay Gillnet fleet since 1978, with locations in Naknek and Laconer, Washington, and online at laconermaritime.com.
We're back this evening with the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. We're going to start tonight with an update to the story of a crew member who fell overboard in Nushigak Bay Monday morning. The man who fell overboard was James Elliott from the crew of the fishing vessel Pale Rider. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, Elliott was 36 years old and from Louisiana. The Coast Guard staged an extensive search shortly after he was reported overboard, utilizing 3 aircraft and 10 Good Samaritan vessels. After searching across 650 square nautical miles, the effort was called off. The Kwijak's escapement is lagging. Only 9,800 sockeye swam upriver yesterday, bringing the total escapement to 28,800. That's out of a preseason goal of 2 to 10 million. Eastside management biologist Travis Ellison says it has picked up in the past 3 days.
We had about 10,000 yesterday. This afternoon, we had another 4,200. So I'm hoping to see at least another 10,000 for a daily today.
The Kwijak does generally have a later run, and that's definitely how this year is going as well.
You know, based on the last 4 years, we're at about 1.5% of total escapement past the counting tower there. So, I mean, we're really having them come off the X-axis, so to speak. The Kwijak seems to be in this late run regime right now.
But while escapement there might be slow this season, it's actually higher than this time in the past 2 years. The most recent stock composition numbers from Port Muller, from June 29th and the 30th, showed almost 4% of the run heading to the Quijac. Ellison expects that push to hit the district in a couple of days, around July 5th or 6th.
I don't expect huge numbers. They were pretty low percentages of those samples, but there are some fish there for sure. And, you know, we've seen this before. It looks real similar to 2017 when I look at the stock composition estimates.
Compared to average run times, Ellison says, this would be a run failure. But because of what has happened in recent years, he's taking a more optimistic view. And there have been some promising catch reports.
Some drifters that fished the west side of the Quijac yesterday did find some good fish. And then also I heard a report of big catches on the upper part of the neck section that would make us think they're probably Quijac-bound fish. So they're really starting to show up.
The Naknek River is doing well this season. Right now, they are 3 days ahead of escapement. Ellison says participation has been low, but he thinks it will pick up when the Quijac run starts showing up in about a week. Until then, some drift openers will have to wait.
It's going to be a nail biter. I still have full confidence that the Quijac's there and it's late. So I'll be watching it closely. I don't expect to do any full Naknek Quijac District drift openers till we start to have some assurances that we're going to meet the 2 million bottom end.
The Naknek section will open to drifters for 18 hours, beginning at 2 a.m. Thursday morning and ending at 8 p.m. The current set gill net period in the Naknek Quijac District has been extended for 25 hours from 7 p.m. tonight until 8 p.m. on Thursday. A number of people in Naknek have had run-ins with bears recently. Today, a post on the Bristol Bay Exchange caused a stir when it warned of bears breaking into houses. KDLG's Tyler Thompson has been reporting on this, and he's here with us now. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Izzy.
So you saw this post on Facebook warning people about bear break-ins. What have you found out?
So I got in contact with Wanda Kymiller, whose daughter posted on the exchange. She said that around 3 a.m. this morning, a bear broke down the front door of her house. Wanda's friend was downstairs when that bear broke in. Here's how she described it.
I came from my bedroom and looked up on top of the stairs, and it was looking right at me. It was in the windrake. His head was just looking, and I don't know if he's seen Tom or not. Tom went down and got the pistol and shot at him, and he took off, and didn't expect that.
Wow, so that's one encounter. Have you heard of any others?
Yes. Kai Miller's daughter, Stephanie Blatchford, saw the aftermath of what she believes was a break-in at her grandparents' house. This was about a week and a half ago. Her grandparents weren't home at the time. Here's what she had to say.
Just happened to go over there because I needed to water it, and I looked around the corner, and their whole backyard was full of trash, and it scared me, and I actually went running back to my mom's house to go get them so we could clean it up, because they were actually due back home within 3 hours of me finding it.
Okay, so I know bears are a common issue in Naknek during the summer. Is this amount of bear interaction usual? Has there been a rise in bear interference?
Yeah, so I spoke with Dave Crowley, a wildlife biologist with ADF&G. He says the bear activity is normal for this time of year. He also mentioned that the canneries and processors dealt with some bear interference before processing began in June. However, the bear activity around the residential areas of the Alaska Peninsula Highway is unusual, and it looks like it's one individual bear that has developed a habit of breaking into houses. Here's Crowley.
With this particular bear, he's going through the front door, so the normal precautions aren't really all that effective. Wanda's home might have been the first place that was occupied with people that he actually broke into. The two previous places, one that was a house that was unoccupied and he got into groceries, and another was a warehouse that was unoccupied and he broke down that door and got into freezers.
What are some precautions people can take as far as bear safety goes in light of these recent break-ins?
Well, Crowley says to stick to the basics. Make sure that food and trash is secured. But for this particular bear, he advises one extra step.
You know, if folks in that neighborhood have a deadbolt in addition to the regular doorknob, I would, you know, throw that deadbolt and just be aware that if something goes bump in the middle of the night on the front door, they should start paying attention.
Okay, thanks so much, Tyler, for bringing us that reporting.
Yeah, no problem, Izzy.
that just about does it for tonight's show. In the Bristol Bay Marine weather forecast, tonight a west wind at 15 knots, seas at 4 feet in areas of fog. On July 4th, a northwest wind at 15 knots, seas at 4 feet and areas of fog. And tomorrow night, a northwest wind at 10 knots, becoming a west wind at 20 knots after midnight, seas at 3 feet and areas of fog continuing. In messages to the fleet tonight, peace and love to the Pale Rider crew. That's from Greg. The crew of the Lindsay sends a big thank you to Fritz Johnson on the fishing vessel Jazz. Thank you for all you do for Bristol Bay. Keep it up. Hope the season is good to you. That's from Judy. Sparky on the Kindred Spirit challenges the Aaliyah to a friendly competition. If there's any downtime on the 4th, float on over for details. If you have suggestions or corrections for the fish report, we want to hear from you. Please let us know by sending an email to fish@kdlg.org or calling us at 842-5281. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by the generous support of our underwriters and individual contributions from you, the fishing fleet. For a fishing song today, Kyle Bilek has been fishing with his daughters a lot this season, and he requested Daughter by Luden Wainwright III for all the fathers and daughters fishing the bay this summer. Cherish your time together. I'm Izzy Ross. Have a happy and safe 4th of July. Good night, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.
She says she wants everything she wants. I see she gets. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she owns, I bought her. Everything she owns. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she knows, I taught her. Everything she knows. Everything I say, she takes to heart. Everything she takes apart. Every time she fell. And that's my daughter in the water. I lost every time I fought her. Yeah, I lost every time. Strike somebody blind. Yeah.